In terms of wonderful times and exciting wonders, etc., we're delighted to actually celebrate the anniversary of Dennis's arrival, obviously, on the planet. He's celebrated another birthday. He just goes on like some sort of meteorological meteor. It is, of course, the awesome Storm Dennis that is our very own Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, sir. Heading for my 80th birthday now. I've just had my 79th. And, Farmer Nord.
And it doesn't seem a day like yesterday since you were actually in your late teens, really. It's just amazing, really. There it goes.
Well, what are we surrounded by? Well, unfortunately, we're surrounded by this virus that's sweeping the world. And, you know, what can we do? Well, we're told it's mainly affecting, well, it can affect anybody, but especially the vulnerable, the old, children, people with compromised immune systems. So we have to look after ourselves. And we're not really, even without this virus, we're not really looking after ourselves. In the year 2020, we spend a lot of time sitting. We should be standing more. We should be walking more. But we sit. We spend many hours watching television. Many people spend 7 hours every night. And they're grazing all night. They're eating and eating cakes, chocolates, sweets, sugar, biscuits, jam, marmalade. It's not really food. It's basically sugar, a lot of salt, a lot of fat. People still smoke, tremendous amounts of smoking. People drink alcohol. Some people drink tremendous amounts of alcohol, especially young ladies, especially the 35 to 45 age group. There's so many women who socialize amongst themselves, have a nice time, but they know that drinking all this alcohol is no good. In fact, in women in particular, you could use the word, it feeds cancer, breast cancer, because if they're still having periods, they're still making estrogen, then the liver, which breaks down the estrogen, is having a trouble breaking down estrogen if they're drinking alcohol, because the liver, which breaks down so many substances, along with the kidney, they both break down products, they're having a preferential job of breaking down the alcohol before they break down the estrogen. And there was a headline in the Mail the other day by Ben Spencer, their medical correspondent. The headline was, "Diabetes raises risk of early death by 50%. Warning, as number of Britons with the disease doubles." This is diabetes. The number of Britons with the disease, diabetes, doubles in the last 15 years. Dramatic diabetes dramatically increased the risk of an early death. A major report reveals today. Britons with the type 2 form of diabetes is linked to lifestyle and obesity, and they are 50% more likely to die prematurely than those without diabetes. The figures revealed by the charity Diabetes UK unveil the scale of a health crisis, this type 2 diabetes, which is unfolding across Britain. The number of people registered with diabetes has nearly doubled in just the last 15 years. The charity report, listen, you can't believe these numbers. The charity's report shows 3.9 million people over 16 years old in the UK already have diabetes. That's up 100,000 in the past year, and nearly twice the 2 million registered with diabetes in 2005. So from 2005 to 2020, 15 years, the number of people with type 2 diabetes has doubled from 2 million, 3.9 is practically 4. So it's doubled from 2 million to 4 million. But experts believe, it gets worse, that they believe the true figure is more than 4.8 million. Well, 4.8 million is heading rapidly for the number 5, 5 million. Well, there's only 65 million people in Great Britain, and 5 million is a very large percentage. It says with nearly a million people living with diabetes without even being diagnosed, the National Diabetes Audit figures show those with type 2 diabetes are 2.5 times more likely to experience heart failure compared to those without the condition. And being overweight is the greatest risk factor for developing type 2 diabetes, which makes up 90% of all diabetics. Age, family history, and ethnicity can also play a part. Levels of obesity are soaring. A third of children and two-thirds of adults in Britain are now overweight, making it the third biggest obesity problem in Europe. Hospital admissions due to obesity soared by almost 100,000 patients just last year. And that's a 15% rise. And experts say fat patients are putting an intolerable strain on the National Health Service. But Diabetes UK said government action to tackle the problem has stalled. The chief executive, Chris Askew, said type 2 diabetes is an urgent public health crisis, and solving it depends on decisive action that's led by government, supported by industry, and delivered across society. More than half of all the cases of type 2 diabetes, so that's 3.9, call it 4 million, half of 4 million, 2 million, so half the diabetes patients, 4 million of them, half of them, 2 million, have the accompanying risk of developing devastating complications. This could be prevented or delayed by supporting people to make healthier choices. This includes mandating industry to make food and drink healthier and addressing the marketing and promotion of unhealthy foods. I mean, you only have to go into supermarkets and garages, large garages, and they have rows and rows, meters and meters, yards and yards, whether you call it yards, 36 inches, or a meter, which is about 39 inches. There's great lengths of sweets and chocolates and cakes. We're surrounded, every corner shop. You see the children, our children, millions of children pouring out of shops, going into shops, pouring out of schools, going into shops, tuck shops, and just buying sweets and biscuits, cakes, chocolates and chocolates, and it's tremendous amount of sugar. And sugar is the new nicotine. I mean, it's not just sugar that makes you fat. It's eating far too much food. But sugar itself does damage the eyes, the heart, the kidneys, and the nerves to the legs. This is the main problem about sugar. It combines with the retina, the screen of the eye. It combines with the heart, the cell walls of the heart. Sugar combines. It combines with the two major filters of the blood. They're only a few inches long. You've got one above, one on your left side of your body and one on the right side. And they filter your blood 40 times a day. You've got 8 pints of blood, and in 24 hours, the blood gets filtered by the little kidneys 40 times. You probably don't know this, listeners, but in those little kidneys, there are 1 million tiny, tiny, tiny filtering your blood to remove all the poisons, the chemicals, insecticides, pesticides, E-numbers, colorant, everything's got to be removed. Of course, the liver, the biggest organ in the body, that also has a great job of removing waste and damage and toxins and the chemicals from diesel fumes and petrol fumes, E-numbers, colorants. But what a job our body does. We don't have to do anything. Our body does it, the kidneys and the liver. But what do? We bombard it with chemicals and the sugar and all the fat that we eat, the saturated fat, which can lead to furring up of your arteries, which can lead to heart attacks and strokes. So you can see our body in the years that we live, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, whatever we're blessed with, it's an uphill battle with what the modern... Yes, we're living longer, but it's an uphill battle to keep the body in good health. There was another little article, the headline, First Major Illness Hits in Our 50s. Britons are contracting their first long-term health condition almost 9 years earlier than previously thought. A study by the All-Party Parliamentary Group on Longevity, that's living a long time, they found that men are typically diagnosed with their first significant health problem at the age of 56. And women, they are diagnosed with their first significant health problem at 55. The previous estimate for getting all these illnesses, the experts thought, was 64. But we're drinking so much and smoking so much and eating. And I read that, or I heard on the radio, that round many thousands of schools, there's a mushrooming market of fast food takeaway, which do tend to be very unhealthy, with saturated fat, with sugar. And the children make a beeline for that. And this is the aftermath, is children are getting diabetes at younger and younger age. Today's report warns that many of the conditions, here we go again, such as type 2 diabetes, having a stroke, that's the clot in the brain, having heart disease, are preventable. It calls for the National Health Service to treble its spending on prevention. And the final sentence, the National Health Service must do more to prevent ill health and manage its demand. This report says, the National Health Service spends less than 5% of its budget on prevention, and this should be trebled. I had the honour on Wednesday night of giving a lecture, which I have done many times across England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. I've even lectured to English-speaking people in Fuengirola in Spain. On behalf of the company Pharma-Nord. Pharma-Nord is a Danish company who, like many companies, make health food products. But this particular company, Pharma-Nord, they make, in Denmark, everything's made by the Pharma-Nord, they're a Danish company. They make the products in Denmark to pharmaceutical standards. So I, as a community pharmacist, and here in Manchester, and I've been here 54 years in the same shop. In fact, my mother wheeled me in the shop 78 years ago as a baby, and the shop's been here 100 years. So I've lived and breathed nearly all my life this shop. And I'm happy because it's never been a job, really. I got into complementary medicines, helping people maintain good health using vitamins, minerals, trace elements, and different well-known herbs. So there are many products can help people. And there are many products, and especially by this Danish company, Pharma-Nord. And I was very impressed as a pharmacist. I know when I'm doing my prescriptions, every month, we're a busy pharmacy. We do about 8,000 prescriptions every month. We have three pharmacists, a staff of 10. We don't actually open Saturday and Sunday. There are other pharmacists in the area, so there's no problem about people getting their prescriptions on Saturday and Sunday. But we do 8,000 prescriptions every month, and most of the shop is health food products. We actually don't do lipsticks or makeup or Christmas gifts. We specialise in prescriptions, giving advice, and these health food products. We have over 200 health food products, and we mail order products all over the country and abroad to help people maintain good health. And of the 200 products, about 50 of them, 40 of them, are made by this Danish company, Pharma-Nord. And I was very impressed that they make them to pharmaceutical standards. So some of the products I'm going to mention now from Pharma-Nord, which you can buy in your local pharmacy or your health food store, and they're marvellous because, as I say, they're made to pharmaceutical standards. So I'll just mention some of them, which this company, Pharma-Nord's product, has helped people tremendously. So let's take a product like biopycnogenol. Most of you will never have heard of that word, pycnogenol. When you go in the health food store or your pharmacy, ask for pick your nose. They'll say, what? Yes, it's a product made by Pharma-Nord, and it sounds like pick your nose. And all their products begin with bio because they're all biologically active, because they've been made to pharmaceutical standards. So biopycnogenol is a bark of a tree product. It was discovered 500 years ago in Canada. And now this tablet is marvellous for circulation. It's marvellous for preventing damage to the cells of your body. So we use it to help circulation, varicose veins, increase your memory. It's marvellous for helping the skin because it stops what we call free radical damage. Some of you, maybe not a lot of you, have heard the expression free radical damage, or another way of saying it, oxidative damage. You know, you answer the phone while you're eating an apple, you put the apple down, you say, yes, I'll be there tomorrow, I'll probably come at 8 o'clock, maybe it'll be 8:30. Now, you've only spoken for 30 seconds, goodbye, you put the phone down, the apple's gone brown. Oxygen's damaged it. you scratch your car and it's raining and you forget to cover the scratch with spray it with something or cover it, and 2 days later it's gone rusty already. It was the oxygen. So that's the paradox of life. All the 7 billion people on the planet are breathing in oxygen to stay alive. But it causes oxidative damage. It causes rust on the scratch of the car. It causes an apple to go brown within 30 seconds. So oxygen's a dangerous substance. So you need to protect yourself against the oxygen. And so you need antioxidants. And Pharmanord's range include a lot of antioxidants. This biopycnogenol is a wonderful antioxidant. They make vitamin C, Pharmanord. They make vitamin E. They're both antioxidants. And they both have wonderful jobs to do. For example, all you listeners, and I can say all you thousands of listeners, and there's thousands of listeners using Alex's podcast, none of you have any way of making vitamin C. How can I say that? How can I say none of you? Nobody on the planet, nobody's ever made vitamin C. Because there's only 7 animals, the fruit-eating bat from India, the coho salmon, guinea pigs, monkeys, gorillas, baboons, and us, the humans. We can't turn sugar into vitamin C. You need 4 pathways that are called enzymes, and we've only got 3 of them. So we need oranges, tangerines, grapefruits, even a tablespoonful of raw cabbage will give you the same vitamin C as an orange. And you need vitamin C to protect you and help repair your body. So it's very important to stop oxidative damage, free radical damage. And that biopycnogenol works in a way like vitamin C. It's actually 20 times stronger than vitamin C, that biopycnogenol tablet. It's 40 times stronger than vitamin E. I mean, it's still good to take vitamin E and vitamin C because they have their own inherent jobs. Vitamin C helps to make what we call the interstitial cement substance. That's how you make your collagen. Your collagen is 70% of your body. And to protect it, you need vitamin C, vitamin E. But this biopycnogenol, the one I told you to go into the health food shop or pharmacy and ask for, is an amazing antioxidant. And it will even help the lungs of asthmatics and people with COPD. The name we used to call emphysema, often caused by chemical damage to the lungs or breathing in all the car, diesel and petrol fumes, and especially caused by smoking. The biggest cause of COPD is the smoking. But biopycnogenol helps the improvement of the lung tissue. It will help people with eczema. It will help in the summer hay fever. It will help to maintain healthy blood vessels in the eyes of diabetics in the retina, because it helps the damage from the sugar in the diabetic eye. It helps the blood vessels to recover and become stronger. It even works like Viagra for men. It works like it in a slightly different way, but it works in a similar way for the circulation involved in the male erection. And it will even help women as well, because it enhances the propensity of experiencing an orgasm. These are medical facts. And that biopycnogenol, it's for men, for that particular reason, it's called Prelox. Pycnogenol recovery of erectile loss, making nitric oxide. So that spells Prelox. And the one for ladies is called Lady Prelox. It's on the shelves in your health food store and pharmacy. And people shouldn't be embarrassed, because this is part of life, part of nature. And if people have problems, even though sexual problems, then it's nice to know there is a harmless product made from a bark of a tree. The people who we don't give it to is if they're on blood thinners like aspirin, because it also helps to keep your blood thin and avoid heart attacks and strokes. Another flagship substance is Q10. Q10 is a substance we make in our liver, and it gives us energy. And as you get older, well, past 20, you start to make less. So if you take a capsule from PharmaNord in your health food store or pharmacy, you can buy it, this capsule. It's called Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsules. And if you take that each day, you will have more energy. Because as you pass 20, 30, 40, 50, I'm 80 next year. And I've been taking their Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram, since I was about 55.
And Dennis, so I'm still that's working. The moment where
I'm
we
never
have
tired.
To blow the
I'm
whistle.
On no medicines for anything. My mother on it lived to 92, did all the book work for the shop. My uncle lived to 99.
And he will continue going. But as I say, time has once again beaten us. He's relentless, as I say. Just storm Dennis in every sense of the word. Dennis, that's pretty much a wrap for this week at least. Will you be back and join us next week for
Try and stop me as I head towards my 80.